Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedarim. Mishnah Yud is the final Mishnah about valid grounds for Hatara. If a person said, Konam she'eni nosias plonis ke'ura, a person says, makes a neder, I won't marry Leah, who is ugly. V'harei hina, it turns out that she's actually attractive. Or, shechora, v'harei levana, I won't marry Leah, who has a dark complexion, but actually she has a light complexion, or presumably the inverse. I won't marry Leah, who has a light complexion, actually she has a dark complexion. Kitzara, v'harei hiaruka. I won't marry Leah because she is short, but she's actually tall. Or the inverse, right? So mutarba, then he is permitted to marry her. We're not talking about, says the Mishnah, lovenesh yichu'ura, we're not talking here about a case where the reality has changed, right? We learned back in Mishnah Gimel that in such a case, the Chacham consider it nolad, and the neder cannot be undone on the basis of that change. We're talking about, or shechora v'nasis levana, right, where she was dark-complected and now she's light-complected. Kitzara v'nasis ruga, she was short and now she's tall. That's not what we're talking about. Elisha neder tos. We're talking about he was mistaken in his assumption of the reality. And therefore, it is nidre shigakos, and the nether is entirely invalid. Of course, however, if the reality changed, that would not be valid grounds for hatara, and he's got to stick with the nether, even if the reason is no longer valid. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees. Rabbi Yishmael's opinion is not quoted directly in the text, but as we will see in a moment, there's a proof story brought for Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Rabbi Yishmael says that's not true. Even in the case that the reality of the girl's appearance has changed, this is still a valid Pesach, and he would be permitted to marry her. And the Mishnah brings a proof story for Rabbi Yishmael. Umase be'echad. It once happened that a man made a neder, shenadar mibas achoso hanaya. A man made a neder not to have hana from his niece, his sister's daughter. And he did that so that he wouldn't have to marry her. We've discussed earlier that in Parakas Mishnah Zion, that this was considered very virtuous to marry your sister's daughter. And he didn't want to. And he didn't want to because she was ugly. And he didn't want to marry this ugly girl. Rabbi Yishmael was very wealthy. And so Rabbi Yishmael heard about this case, and he decided he's going to intervene. He had the girl taken into his home where his wife's makeup people gave the girl a total makeover. And of course, after the total makeover, she was pretty. So then Rabbi Yishmael brought the man in and then brought out the now pretty niece. And he said, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Bini, Lazona Darta? My son, is this the girl you made the neder about to avoid marrying? The man, of course, said, no. Amar lo lav. No, this is not ugly. This is a beautiful girl. Certainly not. And Vitiro Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel permitted them to marry because Rabbi Shmuel does not think that this is nolad. Rabbi Shmuel says her appearance changed, but that's fine because the reason for the neder is not there, and it was something that you could anticipate would change. About this story, Rabbi Yishmael would cry. This story caused Rabbi Yishmael to cry. The Amar, he said, it's not good. Benos Yisrael nosein. Benos Yisrael are beautiful. Ela shaha anius min avaltan. But poverty makes them less attractive. And that's not their fault. And so Rabbi Yishmael made it a project with his wealth to beautify girls, to help them attract husbands, and of course, a secure future. And this was a tremendous mitzvah that he did. Ukashemesh Rabbi Yishmael, and when Rabbi Yishmael died, Hayu Benos Yisrael Nososkina, the women of Am Yisrael lamented him greatly. With the kina, the Omros Benos Yisrael al Yishmael Bechena. Daughters of Israel cry for Rabbi Yishmael. This is similar to Shaul HaMelech. Bechenu Omer B'Shaul. Because Shaul the pasuk testifies to us that Shaul would provide the young girls with fine clothes and with jewelry. And when he died, the women lamented him with tekinah. Benos Yisrael el Shaul bechena. Daughters of Israel, cry for Shaul. Because with his passing, this opportunity for us is gone.